In many school districts, teachers are in short supply. That's especially true in small, isolated districts, the kind that are easy to find in Alaska. There, hiring teachers is only half the battle. Keeping them is hard, too. But research shows there is a powerful thing schools can do to retain teachers. Pair them up with veteran teacher mentors. NPR's Corey Turner has the story of one effort to get mentors out to some of Alaska's most remote schools.
Outside Chivak School in western Alaska, the lake is ice, and the snowy tundra unfurls to the Bering Sea.
Pick one. Which one did you want? This one or this one?
But that doesn't stop new first-grade teacher Amelia Tulim from trying to lighten the mood with a spring egg hunt.
We need to give Jackson one.
Amelia grew up in Chivak, an Alaska Native community and home to the Chupik people, and she says she loved her third-grade teacher.
He made learning fun. And I remember sitting in my desk and looking right at her and telling myself, one day that's going to be you. You're going to make learning fun.
And she is. But being a new teacher is also tough.
I feel like with first-year teachers, it's hard.
The long hours of grading and lesson prep can be exhausting. But poverty is also a challenge in Chivak. It can cast a shadow in the classroom and require that teachers do far more than teach. There's also the long, snowy winters, though Amelia's used to those.
Yeah, we only have 3 cars here. The rest are ATVs and snowmobiles.
As is true across much of the U.S., Alaska's rural and remote communities are hardest hit by these teacher shortages. They lose roughly 1 in 4 teachers every year. And that's where Ed Sotelo comes in.
Okay, so we finally are going to be flying out to Chivak. The flight was canceled this morning due to volcanic ash that was coming from Russia.
Ed is one of 15 retired teachers who now work as official mentors for something called the Alaska Statewide Mentor Project.
All right, welcome to Chivak, everybody.
It's been around for 20 years and even survived being gutted by statewide budget cuts several years ago. Seeing the impact the mentors were having on their teachers, school districts themselves stepped in to fund the project. Once a month, Ed takes 3 planes from his home in Homer, Alaska, to get to Amelia's classroom.
You ask for it.
Just say, can I teach you?
I feel like my classroom management has gotten better. And
I have to agree with you. Not that it was bad. I was impressed when I first came.
Ed knows precisely how hard it can be to begin teaching in a small, remote community like Chivak. In 1984, he left Arizona with his wife and daughter, who was in kindergarten, to take a better-paying teaching job in Gamble, Alaska.
Probably one of the most remote areas in the state. It's this little island right between Nome and Siberia.
Flying in, they were feeling good. They'd already made friends with another new teacher on the plane. But the wind was so brutal, the pilot had to land the plane sideways.
They're called crab landings, so the rear end would slam to the ground literally, and they're just really rough landings.
As they grabbed their life's belongings and hurried off the plane, Ed remembers the other new teacher refusing to go.
And she just hung on to that seat, says, I can't do it. I just can't get off this plane. I just want to go home.
And so she did. But Ed Sotelo and his family stayed. Now 70, he's retired from teaching, but far from retired.
Wow, what a beautiful day.
Below zero?
In his 14th year as a mentor, Ed travels on a shoestring budget and even packs his own food.
I sleep in the library. I've got a pad that I take everywhere and a little sleeping bag that goes down to, you know, below freezing.
Ed does all sorts of things on these monthly visits. He observes Amelia teach and offers feedback.
If you were to do that class over again, the one we just did, how would you do that differently?
Here they debrief after a recent lesson she taught making puppets.
I think I would probably get the string cut ready instead of walk around.
Okay, so you would have things a little more prepared.
Yes.
One of Amelia's great strengths is being able to put her children at ease.
Just making them laugh. I'll, like, dance up there. And they'll be like, no! Like, just a little, yeah, go get it. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And they're like, no! And then they start laughing. I'm like, okay, pay attention.
Amelia and Ed also talk lesson planning, classroom management, and her least favorite subject.
How much later are you grading?
Later.
Some of the rookie teachers he works with are outsiders, like he was, but some are homegrown, like Amelia. And he encourages her to work the Chupik culture she shares with her students into her lessons. One example, her reading materials included references to farming.
They include cows. Do we have cows around here? Like, no, we don't.
So Amelia asked the kids, what animals do we have? Suddenly, they were engaged. Ducks, said one. Moose, said another. Ed also encourages her to reflect on her practice overall. Sometimes, Amelia tells him, she worries about how important first grade is, getting her children on the path toward reading and writing.
I'm stressed. There's a balance. Some days it's stressful. Some days it's like a happy feeling, but then the kids make it worth it. You see their smile. You hear their laugh. You see that little aha. You see that little light bulb go. Like, that makes it worth it.
Ed reassures her. She's doing really well.
Finding that balance is tough. That's a great success.
And when Amelia reflects back on the year, she's grateful for his visits.
So I was nervous at the beginning, but towards the end, not only our relationship grew, but I feel like so did my teaching.
After his last visit, Ed Sotelo packs up his sleeping bag and rides a snow machine back over the frozen lake to the airfield, where he catches a plane to another remote village.
So I'm just leaving Chivac, heading out to Hoover Bay. I'm going to be out there for a day.
He'll spend the next 24 hours with another new teacher and then head home. It's a lot of coming and going and the occasional rough landing, but it's worth it, he says, if he's the only one doing the leaving. Corey Turner, NPR News.